be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to have as my special featured guest Danny Siris, with an extensive background in law enforcement. Danny has been collaborating with me for quite a while about a wide range of false flag and fake attacks. We've done numerous programs together. You can find on jimtheconspiracyguy.com, including, by the way, the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash, which, believe it or not, was completely phony, fake, and staged. The reason I continue to play Tom Lear here is because I believe that the risk, the great risk to the world, is indeed still nuclear war. And from what I'm getting, bits and pieces are suggesting that actually armed conflict has already broken out between Ukraine and Russia, and that many military forces are being assembled where the situation looks to me highly ominous. You can anticipate I'll have more to report about this matter as events develop and we get more specific information. But you can count on the mainstream to not inform you about a word about it and to give you a whole lot of false flag propaganda and the like to, you know, promote the Democrat agenda, where we've seen again and again that when the Democrats need a boost with the public for some legislative proposal, that they'll fake an event to try to encourage the public to think that it's appropriate. For example, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker had an anti-lynching bill years ago. Nobody thought it was appropriate. So she used her nephew, Jussie Smollett, to fake an attack in Chicago at 2 a.m. on the coldest day of the year, where Jussie was coming out of a subway and was purportedly attacked by two rednecks who had a bottle of bleach and a noose with them. I mean, who's going to be wandering around empty streets of Chicago 2 a.m. in the morning with a bottle of bleach and a noose looking for a gay black actor? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous beyond belief. They turned out to be two black Nigerian bodybuilders, one of whom was Jussie Smollett's personal trainer, the other an extra on the set of the show Empire, where he was an actor. We even have closed circuit TV footage of them buying the equipment they use at a hardware store. Jussie Smollett, not the brightest bulb, paid them with a $3,500 personal check. As you can learn now, since the Democrats are moving for gun control, they've staged another false flag event in Chicago. Danny has done completely brilliant work about it, and we're going to delve into it after the break at the bottom of the hour. In the meanwhile, we have other events to report where I'm going to invite Danny's commentary. The New York Post, of course, had a story, Stumbling Biden Lies and Media Swoons, Glazed and Confused, where Stephen Landman, who's a very notable political commentator and a longtime friend of mine, has published the following piece on my blog. You can find it at jamesfetzer.org. While the real Joe Biden was out to lunch or napping, his double held a charade of oppressor. The real Biden is too cognitively impaired to carry out the duties of the office he was selected, not elected, to hold. The real Biden lost touch with reality, affairs of state handled by others in his name, including contacts with foreign leaders by unelected president-in-waiting Kamala Harris. Biden's double needed cheat sheet notes to answer questions, including names and images of reporters to know who asked them. Gaffe-filled answers didn't surprise from a figure uninvolved in daily White House affairs, showing up solely to represent the real Biden in public because he's cognitively unable to represent himself. How much longer this charade can go on is an open question. If not for establishment media keeping things under wraps, it would have been publicly exposed long before last November's selection process. An unelected president is largely hidden from public view because he's too mentally impaired to complete a sentence without mumbling, bumbling, being able to maintain his train of thought or get his facts straight. All the while, hardliners in charge of his regime's domestic and foreign policy are running wild. And here I embedded a link to my blog, The Real Joe Biden versus the Actor Joe Biden. There's no question these are two different people. I picked up on it after the first debate. The shape of the skull was narrower. The ears were different. James Woods even tweeted how the debate Biden had brown ears, Joe has blue. I've subsequently confirmed the handwriting is different. The signature is different. The Biden double is a left-handed, Joe was right. There's social distancing between the double and the Biden's wife, Jill, where with a real Joe, they were hand in hand, arm in arm. She would be beaming and glowing. She admired him so. And Joe would have this shit-eating grin on his face. With a double, she's distant. She looks concerned like they're going to be found out. He doesn't have the smile. Completely different people. Stephen Landman continues, they're inflicting enormous harm on ordinary Americans, notably by pushing seasonal flu, renamed COVID, mass jabbing with toxic drugs, and heightening tension by threats against China, Russia, and other nations free from U.S. control. Did you know, let me mention, that last flu season there were 38 million cases of flu, and this season, only a few thousand? How is that possible? Just as Stephen Landman observed, they simply renamed the seasonal flu COVID-19. The deplorable state of America today is disturbing and frightening. Things shifted from a billionaire, bombastic reality TV president to a hollow one. The self-styled world's leading nation is a laughingstock on the global stage, a hugely dangerous one with nukes and other weapons of mass destruction it used before and may again. The New York Post said Biden seemed confused during his first presser. He repeatedly lost his train of thought, forgetting questions asked and relying heavily on cue cards from a binder he brought along. Asked about the state of U.S. infrastructure, he said it ranks 85th in the world. After checking his cheat sheet, however, he corrected himself, saying the U.S. ranks 13th globally. New York Post editors called his first presser a trip into an alternate reality. In fact, after fact, his statements were either grossly misleading or downright false. New photos reveal several cheat sheets used by Biden, including one with the headshots and names of reporters he planned to call upon. He only took questions from a list of journalists whose names and outlets he read from a cue card. A photo of the card shows circled numbers around select reporters. At the end of the presser charade, he said, "But folks, I'm going," exiting without permitting one or more follow-up questions. Separately, the Post said GOP leaders ripped Biden's hard-to-watch first presser, maybe his last after Thursday's gaffe-filled fiasco. Questions appeared as scripted as unacceptable answers. According to former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Biden took 30, including follow-up questions from 10 friendly reporters for 59 minutes, covering five subjects. Fellow White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McKinney tweeted, "Right out of the gate, the White House press corps showed support for Joe Biden. Would have been nice if they'd routinely shown that level of respect for Trump." Wall Street Journal editors called some of Biden's remarks dishonest. He's acting as prime minister of the Pelosi-Schumer regime. Fox News slammed Thursday's charade, saying, "If Joe Biden is not capable of doing the job, he shouldn't be in the job." Sean Hannity called him dazed and confused, a pathetic and embarrassing performance. "Who is running the White House show?" he asked. "Is it Kamala Harris? Is it Chief of Staff Ron Klain? Is it Schumer? Is it Pelosi? Is it Barack Obama? Is it Susan Rice? Because it's certainly not the frail, the weak, and cognitively struggling guy we all witnessed today." An RT op-ed accused the White House press corps of psychophantic bootlicking. An early March Rasmussen poll found around half of Americans don't think Biden is physically or mentally capable of conducting affairs of state. Given his deteriorated state, he's likely unaware of what is being done by others in his name. Here are poll results, by the way, on the Biden press conference over 12 YouTube channels. For March 26, 93,160 total likes and dislikes, 20,882 likes, 72,278 dislikes. There's a 3.46, about 3.5 to 1, dislike to like ratio, a 77.6 dislike percentage for a president whom we are told received 82 million votes. Danny, this is just embarrassingly bad. Your comments and thoughts about all of this.
Good to be with you today, Dr. Fetzer. Thank you. As we continue to see the fake Joe Biden meltdown, I don't recall in my lifetime being more embarrassed ever of a leader of our country. You know, there's many presidents that I haven't really cared for. It was so embarrassing to watch that presser. I did watch it. I just don't understand. I can only wonder what other countries think of us when they see this taking place. And I feel like you do. I wonder how much longer this charade can go on. Who's really in control? Who's running things? It just doesn't make any sense what's going on. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. But the charade, in my opinion, has to end soon. The American people, I think, are waking up. Everybody's talking about how badly he looks. He's obviously a body double for people like me, you, and others in the know that knows what's going on. And it's just truly embarrassment, sir. I'm astonished every single time I see it, frankly.
Excellent comments, Danny. I think you're spot on. Meanwhile, Biden is labeled in the new Georgia voting laws an atrocity. Well, this is ridiculous. The Georgia voting laws want to get away from drop box voting, want to curtail mail-in ballots, want to make all the ballots having to arrive at the day of the election, want to have voter ID. So of course, Joe Biden would criticize the new voting law as an atrocity that's nothing but punitive on Friday during a gaggle with reporters, calling the law Jim Crow in the 21st century. Just the law is simply trying to make sure that those who vote are legally entitled to vote. But the Democrats don't like that because they know if only legal voters vote, they won't win any elections. They want to make their methods of stealing elections permanent. Danny, as you know, H.R. 1, their highest priority, their first legislative proposal, is to make mail-in voting permanent, to allow no voter ID restrictions, and to allow ballots to be received 10 days after the election. Even third world countries don't allow mail-in balloting because they know it's so easy to steal elections. Meanwhile, Biden said of the 2020 election, recount after recount and court case after court case upheld the integrity and outcome of a clearly free, fair, and secure democratic process. It's enough to make you want to barf. It's enough to make you want to barf. Instead of celebrating the right of all Georgians to vote or winning campaigns on the merits, Republicans instead rushed through an un-American law to deny people the right to vote. Remember, Georgia was one of four states, along with Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, in the Texas lawsuit brought before the Supreme Court, which the Supreme Court refused to consider. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, signed the bill into law Thursday. Calls for changing the rules and processes for requesting an absentee ballot, including mandating that voters present valid forms of photo identification. The measure also limits drop boxes and early voting period for runoff elections, gives the state the authority to take over county elections or remove local election officials should there be a need to do so. The bill, passed along party lines in both chambers, also prohibits food and beverage from being offered by outside groups to voters waiting in line to cast their ballots. No doubt because that's a form of inducement, which is against the law. When asked why he had, Biden's comment said also he agreed with former Barack Obama that the filibuster is a relic of the Jim Crow era. When asked why he hadn't worked to end it when he was a member of the Senate, Biden replied, successful electoral politics is the art of the possible. Let's figure out how we can get this done and move in the direction of significantly changing the abuse of even the filibuster rule first. Meanwhile, and Danny, this is truly rubbing our nose in it, Hunter Biden, wife of Melissa and son Beau, aboard Marine One amid new controversy over Secret Service covering up his missing handgun in 2018. I find this utterly disgraceful. Danny, anyone who knows the story about Hunter Biden and his laptop, which Christopher Wray covered up, as a director of the FBI, so it wouldn't influence a 2020 campaign, just as James Comey before him had covered up the Anthony Weiner laptop, so it wouldn't affect the election of 2016, has an absolutely sordid history. All kinds of criminal activities committed by himself and the Biden crime family, of which his father was known as the big guy, was getting big ripoffs from all their operations. Hunter's also reported to be splitting his time between California and Delaware before moving into a family home in Venice earlier this year. There's a lot going on here, even involving a missing handgun. Danny, your thoughts about any of the above?
Well, you know, it's disgusting to see Hunter even walking around. You know, I'm just reminded of the whole election charade. You know, we all followed the laptop. We saw many of the videos. We saw him doing, the drugs. you know, being with possibly being with minors, the sexual stuff. And what I don't understand is how did he ever get a permit to have a firearm in the first place, much missing? You know, if that's true, that just continues to show the irresponsibility of losing a firearm. I don't understand who issued him a firearm, how he could possibly have a permit. He's a felon. You know, he must not have been convicted, or they did something to expunge his record. But I just don't understand. You know, people get denied every day through a background check to buy a firearm if they have some kind of a crime, even a domestic crime. Some domestic misdemeanors are even deniable to own a firearm. And yet we see this guy walking around that's doing drugs with the sexual contact with the minors. And yet he is supposedly responsible enough to have a permit to have a firearm. I mean, that reeks of corruption on a level, sir. It's disgusting. I just don't understand how it could happen. And we're at an all new level of corruption with that particular story.
Yeah, I've done a lot of previous reporting about Hunter Biden, his laptop, and what it revealed, including photographs of him lying in bed with a crack pipe dangling from his mouth. That was on the cover of the New York Post, our nation's oldest newspaper. I also have shown photographs of what appear to be the children of Barack and Michelle, not actually their biological offspring, since two men cannot produce children. But it appears they were cavorting with Hunter in bed, and they had a little dog that had been given to them by Barack. I've done a huge amount about this business and how Michelle was born Michael LaVon Robinson, even played football for Oregon State, transferred to a female persona at Princeton, began calling herself Michelle Robinson. I have photographs of she and Barack with what looks like a young Jeff Biden, Bill Gates, where Michael clearly has the physique of a man, no breasts. What we discover from the physician who was attending her during a campaign, she walked into her in a trailer near Trenton taking a leak standing up, and felt it was his obligation, even though he'd been paid millions to keep his silence, that to inform the public that Michelle Obama is not a man who underwent a sex transformation, but rather a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. I mean, everything about the Democrat Party is corrupt, Danny, and it's absolutely outrageous to me how that can be happening. I want to talk about the fact that the filibuster is a big deal here, where many believe now if the Democrats don't kill the filibuster, they're screwed. Get this article that appeared in a Democrat-supported journal that is suffering from lack of donations, as are several others. If the Democrats don't kill the filibuster, they're screwed. If Democrats genuinely want to enact new gun regulations or pass any of their broader policy priorities, they can't waste any more time debating such pointless matters. They control the presidency, the House, and the Senate, and their caucus is just large enough to vote to kill the filibuster tomorrow if their members wanted to, and they should want to, as soon as possible. Democrats have all the structural power they need to pass their promised agenda today. They might not have that power tomorrow. Two months into Biden's presidency, they passed one major piece of legislation, a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 release package, where they use a budget reconciliation passage to make it happen by a simple majority vote. But they cannot use a process for most legislation. By preserving the filibuster, they're choosing to allow Republicans to indefinitely block virtually all legislation outside of occasional spending bills unless they can win over 10 GOP votes. Garnering such Republican support seems like a fantasy, given the party's highly conservative and disciplined opposition. No Republican voted for the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, even though it was wildly popular with the public. Joe Manchin, of course, is a key figure here as a Democrat senator who's been reluctant to abandon the filibuster. But the argument here goes that their majority in the Senate could end any day. Democrats controlled the presidency, the House, and the Senate from 2001 to 2010 during Barack Obama's first 2 years and only regained full control this year after Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff won their runoff races in Georgia, where, Danny, I have no doubt that those were stolen elections, just as the Biden election was stolen. The party's grip on the Senate is exceedingly narrow, with the chamber split 50-50, counting on Vice President Harris to split the vote. But after the Democrats took power, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy was briefly hospitalized, 80, with some muscle spasm. Bernie Sanders, 79, had a heart attack during his presidential campaign last year. Vermont Governor Phil Scott is a Republican. He would have the power to appoint a replacement, one likely from his own party, if either of the state senators were unable to finish their terms. Four other Democrat senators older than 70 represent states with GOP governors who have the power to make appointments to fill Senate vacancies. Jeanine Sheehan of New Hampshire, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey of Massachusetts, and Manchin of West Virginia, and all 34 Senate Democrats are at least 60 years old. This is very troubling, in his opinion, that if the Democrats want to go forward with their agenda, which we all know is extreme and radical, that they need to do that by getting rid of the filibuster. But Mitch McConnell is assured that if they make that effort, the Senate will come to a halt. It will be frozen in place. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, sir, you know, that's just another level of corruption. You know, just looking that over, knowing what's going on in the background, you know, it's hard to really put into words.
Danny, hold that thought. We'll be right back. My guest, Danny Cirrus, after this break.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? and that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host, with Danny Suras, with extensive background in law enforcement, and I'm eliciting Danny's views about these stories of the filibuster before we turn to the really stunning development in relation to the Boulder false flag, where Danny is going to give us an expert account of a video recording of the event as it was taking place by a citizen journalist who showed more concern over what was going on than individuals at the scene or the SWAT team, which was already present before the event had even completed taking place. It's stunning stuff. We've been telling you about false flags taking place. Well, Danny and I have done a lot of collaborative research, just as I have with many others, and he's going to help get every detail across to you. You're going to find this hard to believe. Before we move there, Danny, please do give me your further thoughts about the filibuster and the like.
Well, you know, like I was saying, Dr. Fetzer, we're seeing a level of corruption. It's almost nothing surprises me. I mean, the Democrats, obviously the people of the United States are not behind them. The Democrats will try at anything to try and get some of their gun control passed. And the people aren't having it. And I guess the good news out of that is that Mitch McConnell is holding firm and he's not going to allow that. You know, I honestly, my thoughts are if they actually tried to confiscate, you know, weapons that they want, you know, there'd be skirmishes breaking out all over the place. It would turn into a, you know, a civil war. There'd be a lot of problems with that. And I don't understand why they keep trying to do that. They continue to go after law-abiding citizens while ignoring the criminals that they let out of jail daily. You know, today I was just looking in at the bulletins that I subscribe to, and there was a shooting in downtown Los Angeles. There's shootings all over the country, you know, and it continues to be these felons that they let out of jail that immediately somehow come up with a firearm and don't want to go back to prison. And I'm seeing these pop up in all the major cities around the country daily, and the Democrats are silent. They seem to not care that these felons they're releasing from prison are continuing to engage the police in these deadly conflicts. It's almost like they want it to happen, but yet they keep attacking law-abiding citizens that have a right to have a firearm to protect themselves and their families. It makes no sense. It's quite disgusting. And frankly, sir, I'm tired of seeing it.
Oh, yeah, Danny. I mean, it turns out the vast majority of gun violence occurs in cities that are controlled by the Democrats, where they have strict gun laws that have turned them into free fire zones for criminals, because taking guns away from law-abiding citizens does nothing to inhibit criminals from using their guns, free from concern that a civilian might be packing concealed carry and serve in opposition. Actually, there are more shootings, it appears, in a city like Chicago over the weekend than from all these false flag events combined. Let me give a background here to this latest stunt we have in Boulder. We were told that 10 were killed at a grocery store, including a police officer. When you actually look at the suspect being hauled away, we're told he's 21 years old, but he's got a bald spot. He looks to me to be like he might be 35 to 37 years old. We have the classic witnesses around who are having a difficult time not smirking when they report that, you know, gee, we can't be safe anywhere, even in a grocery store, where I find this reminiscent of Robbie Parker at Sandy Hook, where Robbie came out of a building all jocular, smiling, laughing, then turned and saw the assembled press, paused, hyperventilated to get into character, and then began talking in a solemn voice about the loss of his daughter, Emily, having the presence of mind to mention his donation website. You, of course, did research on the officer by the name of Eric Talley and sent me the following report right off the bat. Dr. Fetzer, I ran this guy through the database. His reported name is Eric Talley. I checked all the guys in his age group. He is not showing up. There are a few in Colorado with his name, but no matches to the man in the report below. They report he's an 11-year veteran of the department and has 7 kids. No one like this comes out in the database searches. I looked at 2 men in his age group with his name in Texas as well. Not him. The rest are too old. The ones who were close all turn out to be someone else. The photos don't match. The background does not match. Not the guy they're showing on TV. Plus, none of them are police. If you listen to the report below, it appears to look very scripted. No info about what happened or about the suspect yet. This looks like a false flag as of right now. We need the suspect's name to see what's going on. It's not been released yet. Well, Danny, you were all over this from the beginning. The suspect's name turned out to be, although he was being promoted as a white Christian Trump supporter, he turned out to be a Muslim by the name of Ahmed Al-Essa, who is anti-Trump, is pro-refugee, and who had even supported ISIS. I mean, this is just disgusting. Notice that image, Danny. That does not look like a 21-year-old guy on the left. Your thoughts now before we proceed forward to the to the video clip, Danny.
That Patsy they're presenting to us, sir, is definitely not 21. You know, I have a couple of things to say, and I'd like to back up a little bit, from my preliminary. You know, just before this happened, maybe 3-4 days before, we had a real mass shooting in Chicago. And this was a real one by my account, because I did a lot of research and I looked into some of the backgrounds of some of the names, and they actually were checking out. And just to refresh everybody, if they didn't see that, to show you that we do have shootings, is in Chicago, there was a makeshift tire shop that, when closed, a group of people turned into an illegal nightclub with drinking, drugs, and people would show up to this tire shop, that they turned into an illegal nightclub at nighttime. Well, there was a small group of people that started a fight at this nightclub. Guns came out, and of course, there were 15 people shot, 2 people killed. And, you know, that was a real shooting, but yet the media was silent. And I believe one of the reasons they were silent is because the crowd was mainly black. As a matter of fact, I couldn't find any white suspects whatsoever. It was all all black suspects, and many of them were felons. And the media's silent. I'm thinking, where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Don Lemon? You know, where's Anderson Cooper? How come they're not on the sidewalk when all the shooting just went down at this illegal nightclub? You'd think they'd want to do, you know, have something to do with it. So I just wanted to point that out to people. We do have shootings, but when we have the legitimate ones, the media don't want to cover it. And then when we have the fake ones, of course, we get this 9/11 style coverage. So moving forward, this suspect is highly strange to me. In doing a background check on him, his background does not come out. I was able to find his name and his age, but the photos did not match up, which is very concerning. All of his social media was mostly shut down. But what was really troubling to me is that he had no family, nobody in his life. And that's not a normal background. Usually when you look into somebody's background, you can see their associates. You can see, you know, kind of cars they drive, the driver's license. You know, you see all the regular things that most Americans have that live and breathe air. But yet this guy's name was there, but his background was a complete ghost. He had no financial records at all, no driver's license, no automobiles, no credentials, no school, no mother, no father, no brothers, no sisters. He had nothing. So I'm wondering, how is it that this fictitious guy that they're showing us that appears to be a Muslim, they're telling us that his age is 21, but how is it that he ever got a firearm in the first place? How did he possibly pass a background check? Is he even a citizen? Is that why he doesn't come up in background? I don't understand how they pulled this guy out of their hat. You'd think they would have come up with somebody a little more credible and a little better. This time it really made no sense, their suspect whatsoever, sir.
Oh, I think you're right, Danny. Now, it turns out that numbers reveal that immigrants are behind 47% of the purported mass shootings since 2000. 16 of the last 34 mass shootings did not revolve around a family dispute, targeted assassination of law enforcement, or occur on an Indian reservation. 47% were committed by first and second generation immigrants. Where the FBI, now they have changed their definition, classifies mass shootings as shootings in which four or more persons are shot and killed over a brief period in a particular area, and when the shooter is not doing so in the commission of another crime. Now, we have this video from the grocery store in Boulder, California, in Boulder, Colorado, where the shooter is supposed to have killed a lot of persons in the grocery store. But a journalist just happened to be there, and he videoed virtually all of what was going on. And it's rather stunning that there's a fellow standing in the doorway to the grocery store is casually typing on his tablet or his cell phone or whatever, that he looks and he sees there's some bodies lying in the street, that he comes back and asks him about it and says, oh, yeah, where is the shooter? And he sort of casually thumbs inside the store. And the guy sees there's another body lying there. And then you hear the sound of shots. But this man standing there shows no concern. The journalist is showing more concern than that man there on the scene. And as he runs out, he discovers the SWAT team is already there. They're already in position, unloading. And Danny will give you details. You won't be able to see this video until we get the show up, though I've made it available on my BitChute channel at BitChute Jim Fetzer. And on my Telegram channel at Jim Fetzer News. So they're there and they're getting lots and lots of views. Then it turns out, and I'm going to have Danny, you know, add all the commentary and all the details, because he spotted so many things that are wrong here. If this had been a real shooting, they all go out en masse, not after the active shooter, after the journalist who's recording. I mean, it's just shocking and embarrassing. You have six or seven or eight of them trying to get the journalist to go away because he's blowing their cover. Danny, I'm going to play the video now, and you're welcome to comment as we go along, and we can play it again. It's not very long, 4 minutes, but it's very revealing. Here we go.
Final answer, not leaving. Hold on, I heard gunshots. They were very close. Someone's down right here. Another across the canal.
Well, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
I understand.
Go that way.
Something just happened here, guys. Someone's down. I'm a journalist.
I'm a journalist.
Did you see which way the shooter went?
No.
Look, there's people lying in the fucking street, guys.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Here now. We're at King Soopers in South Boulder. Table Mesa. We've got injured parties on the
study
ground.
The, jet low.
911 now.
I'm waiting for them to say something, anything.
We don't know. If there's a shooter. Shooter somewhere. Could be in the store.
Yeah, he went in there.
He went in the store.
Yeah, he went right down there.
Oh, my God. Guys, we got people down inside King Soopers. Look, there's... Holy shit. God damn it. I'm fucking getting
a little shit.
God damn it. There's a shooter.
I'm fucking getting a
little shit. Get back.
God damn it.
There's a shooter.
I'm fucking getting a little
shit. Get back.
God damn it!
There's a shooter!
I'm fucking
yelling!
Keep
back! At least I can stand upright.
Here he's looking at the SWAT team just sitting around at the vehicle, acting nonchalant. Nothing's going on. They're there before the event has even occurred. Then they start coming after...
I better cover behind the tree.
After the journalist.
I'm a journalist. I'm not going to leave the scene. Not going across the canal. I'm going to film this. I'm a journalist. Stop telling me to leave. Final answer, not leaving.
Across the canal, please. Across the canal. Thank you.
Your seat. Yeah, I'm not going across the canal.
Well, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
Go back, I understand.
Go that way.
Go back over there. Go across the street.
Stop barking orders at me, dude. Hey, I'm a journalist.
You need to back up.
I'm backing up. What am I doing? Backing up.
Back up for your safety.
Sir, what is your name?
Back
name
up.
And badge number.
Back
what
up.
What is your name and badge
back
number?
Back up.
You guys need to stop being fucking douchebags right now. I'm fucking journalist. I'm filming here.
And this is for your safety.
Yeah, this is for my safety. Look at your safety. Look at my safety.
Sir, please walk with
me. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. No, I can't fucking record. I'm being forced to not record. No.
Yes, you're going to go across the street.
No, I'm not going across the fucking street.
Your safety. Just keep backing up. You can record. You just keep
backing
up.
Take it off.
What is your name?
My name's Dean. What's your name?
Deputy Hoover. Let's keep backing up.
Deputy Hoover. I understand. I've seen Jefferson County. I don't see Boulder County.
So they're back here. Keep backing up.
I understand. Stop fucking grabbing me.
This way.
You're taping it up?
Yes, sir.
I'm behind your tape line.
Sir, out of it.
I'm behind your tape line.
You can keep recording.
No, you're not gonna let me record the scene anymore. This is bullshit. I'm a journalist. Let me back over the scene.
We're getting you safe.
This is not safe. I'm fine.
We're going to get you
I've been here since the beginning. I've been here for
an hour and 33 minutes. Watch out, Dean.
Don't push me into the pool.
Keep going.
Stop.
What's your
Stop.
Name?
What's my name, Dean?
I did not see blood.
Danny, this is just embarrassingly bad. Go ahead, lay it on us. We can show it again if you like. I want you to give us a detailed depiction of what's going on here and what's wrong.
You know, sir, I don't know if they're going to make enough videotape to cover the anomalies that are popping up in that video. You know, every time I watch it now, I don't know how many times, I keep spotting more and more things. I'd like to start off on something that we have not covered, and maybe we'll cover that at the end, is I would like to invite any law enforcement to leave their comments or to actually do a background check on the officer that we are told was killed. I don't know if I want to go into the details, but his background does not look right. There's something way wrong. I think any officer that looks into it's going to know, or former officer that looks into it's going to know that there's something that started off wrong with this whole event and the story, but particularly that officer. I just encourage everybody to look into his background, because it doesn't check out. It just doesn't check out. He doesn't exist, for the lack of a better word. But let's move on to the video. You know, starting officer right away, he pulls up to the store, and, you know, he sees a man at the door, and that guy appears to be in his 60s or so, maybe late 60s, and the gentleman is texting. It's obvious what he's doing on his phone. He's focused on his screen, and he's sending a text message. And his back, I'd like everybody to notice, his back is turned to the store, and yet we see what is a representative of a dead body kind of wedged there behind him, and he points behind him nonchalantly, "Oh, yeah, look, I think there's a body right there." And he's not concerned at all that there is a supposed man in the store with a rifle shooting people. You don't see anybody running out of the store, fleeing out of the store like you would normally see. It would look like a trapped rats leaving a cage. There'd be people piling out of that store. There was a few cars in the parking lot. But yet the man is not concerned at all with his safety. He's standing there, just an open target, texting, like almost like he's like, "Oh, I'm going to text my wife. I'm involved with a shooting." And he has no concern. I'd also like to point out, sir, that the body has no blood on it. So without getting into too many details, because I don't know how much time we have, you know, there's no blood on any of the bodies that we see laying around. And we all know that the AR-15, that round moves very fast. It causes a lot of damage. And most of the time when somebody gets shot with an AR-15 round, even in the leg, there's blood all over the place that starts to bleed.
Danny, you got about 5 minutes for an overview, and then we'll pick it up again after the break. So, you know, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So anyway, there's no blood whatsoever. I'm just kind of running it into my head right now. There's no blood. And the guy starts screaming out. Then all of a sudden we hear what sounds like gunshots going off in the background in the store. And, you know, I know the audio is a cell phone, so it could be misleading. But what I don't hear is I don't hear the hypersonic crack of the AR-15. The AR-15 is known as death in the air. The round travels at 3,200 feet per second. I mean, it is a very fast moving round. And when you hear that rifle go off, you hear a definite supersonic crack that goes off in the background. It's very loud. And I don't hear that kind of a crack. I hear more of a handgun kind of a bang. It does not sound like a rifle going off. I would just like to point that out. Sound, again, it could be skewed because it's a cell phone. But again, I don't hear that supersonic crack. So I just want to get that on the record. And as the gentleman that's shooting the video goes down and starts yelling out, "Hey, there's a shooting in the store," the next scene that we see is a SWAT team appear to be gathering on the left corner of the building. And what makes no sense about this at all, sir, is they're all calm. They have their weapons at low ready. Some of them have them on their back, if you notice it really quickly. And, you know, they're just kind of standing there like they're getting a briefing. They're not scrambling. There's some uniform officers standing on the corner. They don't have their weapons out at all, which I noticed. I see some of them have their weapons in their holster. And that makes no sense to me, sir. Immediately, when a SWAT team shows up, they're getting briefed on the way. And immediately, when they pile out of the vehicle, they take defensive positions immediately, often in twos, but they're going to spread out. You're going to put guys in all kinds of positions. Before you even get to the scene, you're going to have observers set up. You know, you're going to cordon off the whole entire area. They're on the move, sir. There's no standing around congregating like that when there is a live shooter inside the building racking off rounds like that. So it makes no sense at all that we see them just standing around all that time doing nothing. Like there's nothing going on. What we see on video does not match. And again, I would invite any current law enforcement, any former military, anybody to come on and talk about this, because that does not match. The other anomaly that I see that's really bad is there's a boom truck, like a bucket boom truck there. like a utility truck with a long arm and like a bucket on the end for a man to get in. And it almost looks like it's reaching up to the roof. But what's really puzzling is if you look at that video very closely that's on your BitChute channel, you look at the raw footage, you'll see that the lights are blinking on the back of the bucket truck. So the bucket truck is actually active. It has its support prongs on the ground, and the lights are flashing on the back. That means that it's in operation. Now, why would a bucket truck be operating live during a shooting? I mean, it almost looks like it's a camera truck. Why would it be operating when there's bullets, sir? The 5.56 has no friends. It's death in the air, as you know. It's moving at 3,200 feet per second. Those bullets could be whizzing through the parking lot, but nobody seems to be taking any cover. And when you look at closely, sir, there's a man in an orange safety vest and what looks to appear like he has a hard hat and his hands in his pocket, and he's operating the boom truck. And he's standing right there as an open target. And the police aren't concerned that he's just standing in the open. He's a civilian. The police would never allow civilians to be walking around in a parking lot, sir, not being protected during a live shooting where a man has a rifle. They'd be on bullhorns. They'd be clearing out that parking lot fast. But again, we see the officers not concerned. We see their rifles low slung, some on their back. They're not even concerned. There's no scramble. There's nothing going on. And then the video goes on, sir. There's a group of officers that appear to shove the journalist, the guy that says he's a journalist, off of the property. And when they're doing that, they don't identify themselves. There's one girl that gives her name as I believe she says her name is Hoover. There's a lady in like a mauve kind of shirt that has, she looks like a civilian, but she has a badge around her neck, but she has no weapon, no safety gear, no vest, and she shows up to an active shooting? That makes no sense. One of the officers has a supervisor's jacket on it and a sergeant hat on his vest to be a supervisor, but yet he's not doing the talking. That makes no sense. I've never seen a supervisor on the scene that doesn't take charge and doesn't do any talking. He's just standing back like he's a bystander, and he has nothing to say. He's not pointing, he's not directing, he's not doing anything.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host, with my law enforcement expert, Danny Siris, and we're going thoroughly through this Boulder shooting, which is the latest bullshit from the Democratic Party. This all began with Barack Obama when he modified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation, the kind of stunts that precipitate riots and assassination abroad, many of which are staged in an elaborate fashion with funding from the American taxpayer within the United States. They were precluded until Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook bullshit, which was then followed by Boston bombing bullshit, which was then followed by Orlando and Dallas bullshit, which was then followed by Charlottesville bullshit, which was then followed by Parkland bullshit, which was then followed by Las Vegas bullshit. I've exposed these again and again and again. But who would have imagined we could get a gift from heaven like an expose right there on the scene by a journalist who was taping the whole damn thing, all the bullshit as it was taking place? And as Danny has explained here, there's no way out. There's no possible scenario under what you're seeing here is real. And just as I've emphasized again and again, the Democrats bring about one of these little events anytime they need it to get a political boost with the public by treating the public to another dose of their bullshit. This is just outrageous. This is disgusting. And everyone has to understand what's going on here. This is outrageous, it's insulting, and it happens again and again and again. You gotta understand. Danny, go forward. We can play the video again. We're gonna continue to discuss this for the whole segment here to the bottom of the hour. And after that, we'll take callers. Danny, go for it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. So what I was saying is, to back up at that scene at the end when those officers or so-called actors officers are trying to shove the journalist off of the scene, you can tell that they're fanning out almost in a way that they're trying to block him from videotaping. In that situation, sir, it would only take one person to ask the journalist to leave, especially with gunshots going off. They would be having him duck to the ground and stay low. If you notice all of their behavior, sir, they're standing upright. And if you pause the video there, you can see they're right in the line of the shooter. They're not concerned that the bullets can come out or reach out to any of them, particularly the woman that just has a badge around her neck. You got a guy in a SWAT helmet. He's at the low ready with his AR-15. It doesn't even be ready. Doesn't even appear that he's ready for action. You have that supervisor standing there with a supervisor jacket. Doesn't appear to have any safety equipment on him. I don't even see a weapon on him. And he's not concerned. Their focus and sole concern is on this journalist that's filming, and they've totally lost sight and lost track that just a few feet to their right is a shooter with an AR-15 rifle. And any one of them could be an easy target at any moment. That bullet, sir, has an effective range of 800 yards. That's 8 football fields. And they're right in the deadly line of fire with no concern. And they shove him off. And then one of the big, big bombshells that I think a lot of people miss is the guy says, hey, what is that patch on your jacket? Why does it say Jefferson County? Where's Boulder? We're in Boulder County. And, sir, that when I heard that, I'm like, what? How could another county, okay, how could another county be showing up to a live fire event with an active shooter before the deputies that actually work in that county? Why would another county be there? And here's the only thing I can think of. This is a drill, sir. And they brought in agencies from another jurisdiction to come in and work a shooting. Why would there be on an emergency? How could another county show up with the wrong arm patches that don't belong in that county? How could they be showing up to a live shooting? When keep in mind, when this is going on, sir, the shooter's still in the store shooting people. You hear the gunshots. But yet they're on the curb worried about this journalist. And then we have these patches showing up on their arm from another county out of the jurisdiction. That makes no sense whatsoever, sir. There's so many anomalies in this video. I'm just, like I said, I'm not sure we have enough time to cover all of them.
Yeah, the perps, Danny, were clearly caught with their pants down. They didn't expect this. The guy did a great job of covering it. Well, the audience can't see it until they look at the video, which is available both at my BitChute channel, BitChute Jim Fetzer, but also on Telegram at t.me/JimFetzerNews. But we're getting it out and about. And here, the grocery store appears to be completely empty. We don't see any signs of anyone in the grocery store except the body lying there that the guy so casually refers to. And then there's a couple bodies in the street. But as you observed, Danny, there's no blood associated with any of them. This is as phony, as fake as it gets. We can go back to the video if you like, Danny, and I can pause it wherever you...
They're not leaving.
Would you like to do that? You can have me pause it anywhere you want, or you can comment on it. Should we look at it again?
Yeah, I would say just go ahead and run it, sir, because we gave everybody what the clues to look for, and I'm not sure if my voice will come across, you know, if I see anything. But I just hope that everybody really focuses on some of the key points that we gave out.
Well, remember, Danny, the audience is only getting the audio. They won't get the video unless they go to my BitChute site afterwards. So, you know, I can turn down, it will be tricky to get your voice, but why don't I do it in segments? Let me just do it in segments and pause and you can comment, okay? Now the guy is wearing a mask. I guess it's a COVID mask. Everyone who's looked at this knows these masks do no damn good because the size of the COVID virus is only 0.1 micron, and the mask can't screen out anything smaller than 0.3.
So the masks not only do not protect you, but the shot doesn't help you. They're actually admitting, when you read the between the lines, it doesn't cure you and it doesn't keep you from being a transmitter. And Fauci is telling us you got to keep wearing your mask. This guy is so disgusting beyond belief. Okay, we're going to do it in little segments. We got the guy coming up. He's wearing his COVID mask. Let's go, and I'll stop it as we get to a key point.
Troopers assault called. I heard gunshots. They were very close. Someone's down right here. Another across the canal.
Oh, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
I understand.
Go that way.
Something just happened here, guys. Someone's down. I'm sure 911.
I'm a journalist.
You can see which way the shooter went.
And you notice, Danny, then we can see two bodies here. There's one by this car and where they collect the shopping baskets, the shopping carts, and then there's another in the street, but there is no blood. I mean, this looked fake initially right off the bat. Do you not agree?
Yeah, the other thing I don't understand, sir, is why is that civilian car driving up the wheelchair ramp of the grocery store? That's a very strange place for that car to be. Nobody parks. You can see there's a sidewalk or a curb there by the stop sign. So somebody purposely drove that SUV up the curb, and it's almost like they started to come up the wheelchair ramp. And then there's the guy appears to be laying on the ground. There's one there in the street by the stop sign, and there's no blood whatsoever. I also hear what sounds to be like some kind of authority telling him, sir, you're going to need to leave the store. And what I don't understand is that person has no urgency in his voice at all. He's not yelling out, there's a shooter. If that's an officer and he's in the store, why isn't he engaging the shooter? Why is he hanging out with his back to the shooter and he has time to engage this cameraman walking into the store very calmly? I've never heard an officer that calm, even during a drill, where he's that calm and he's saying, sir, excuse me, you're going to have to leave the store. You know, I'm in a gun battle right now and I don't have time and I'd like you to walk. I mean, you hear the voices in the background, sir. They don't match up with what we're told is being happening right now.
Yes. Now he backs up and goes back to the door where he sees the man who's texting. We'll look at that and his casual pointing into the grocery store where there's another body. Here we go.
Look, there's people lying in the fucking street, guys. We need 911 here now. We're at King Soopers in South Boulder, Table Mesa. We've got injured bodies on the
ground. 911
now, people.
Don't say something, anything.
We don't know if there's a shooter. There's a shooter somewhere. Could be in the store.
It went in there.
He went in the store.
Went right down there.
Oh my God.
I mean, Danny, how bad is that?
Sir, he's look, if you look at the gentleman, he's texting somebody like almost like he's saying, hey, I'm gonna call my friends. I'm involved in a mass shooting right here. And then he turns around and goes, oh look, there's a dead body right there. He has no concern that he just walked over a dead body. He has no concern that there's a guy in the store with a rifle shooting off rounds and he just walked over a dead body and he's not fleeing out the door as fast as he can. He's just standing there sending somebody, what? Did he take a selfie? Is he sending a photo to somebody? Sir, that's not human behavior. People, when there are gunshots, they flee, sir. They run. I would encourage anybody to look at any of the real shootings on the internet, on any of the social media video services. You can see people flee. There's one again recently of Chicago. You can see people running like rats when a guy pulled out a handgun. And yet we see nobody fleeing, and this man isn't concerned. He just stepped over a dead body, and he's standing there sending a text message pointing back, oh, look, there's one right there.
I know.
That does not match up.
Danny, it's absurd. Let me see if I can recapture my place. I hit the wrong button. Let's see what we get here.
Somewhere.
There he is. There's
Could
a guy
in the store?
Texting.
He went in the store.
Right down there.
Oh, my God. Guys, we got people down inside King Soopers. Look, there's... Holy shit. damn it! I'm fucking getting away, guys.
And Danny, you notice there's no one in the store. There's no evidence that there were any customers in the store anywhere. I mean, I submit this was an empty store. They just staged it and they put the bodies where they wanted. And as you observe, we could hear the shots and it did not have that sound that would be from the high velocity AR-15 at all. Those sounded like phony shots. In other words, they sounded like blanks. Your thoughts?
I would say, sir, they did sound like squibs. I'd also like to point out that the AR-15, for people who don't know, it's a semi-automatic rifle. So as fast as you can pull the trigger with a semi-automatic rifle or a handgun, rounds will go off. And you hear those shots, they're spaced out. So whoever's operating that weapon is not firing off double taps, triple taps. You don't hear the crack of the supersonic round. You just kind of hear a pop, then a pause, and then a pop, and then a pop. It doesn't sound, the sound does not sound like somebody that's trying to go around the store and shooting somebody. You would think you'd hear multiple rounds going off very quickly, and you'd hear that supersonic crack. Again, everything that we're hearing and that we're seeing, sir, that you're pointing out here does not match up with the story of what we're being told. It's almost comical that man is texting and he has no concern when he turns around and points out the body on the floor. It's really becoming a joke, sir. Something is wrong. This is not what we were being told.
Remember, Dave, they didn't expect this to be recorded. This guy did a brilliant job of recording this and exposing them so thoroughly. So now we're going to have him running down in front of the grocery store over to where he can see the SWAT team members already present on the scene. Remember, this is an active shooting event in process, and yet somehow, by some miracle, the SWAT team is already in place. Danny, I'm going to play a little more. Here we go.
God damn it! There's a shooter! Get back!
God damn it!
There's a shooter! Get back!
God damn it!
There's a shooter!
Get back!
Danny, he's calling out to those guys there, and they don't seem to pay any attention at all. He's calling out to the SWAT team members, and they're not paying any attention at all. It's like they could care less. Well, I mean, this is just astounding.
God damn it!
Danny, comment.
You know, yes, sir, it's almost like that audio track on there is a repeat from when he's running down the ramp, because he keeps using the phrase, God damn it,
yeah,
active shooter. It almost sounds the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you just pointed out, sir, there's no way that an armored vehicle could be on the scene that quickly, sir. The bullets are still going off. And yet they're sitting there and they have time to have an armored vehicle on the scene. Now this is a good place for later on for where our BitChute audience will show up, where you pause it. You can see them standing there nonchalantly. Their weapons aren't even really ready to go. If you see the other officers, the patrol officers on the corner, they don't even have their weapons drawn. There's looks like about four or five of them there on the corner. And they're standing there, but they don't seem to be concerned whatsoever. And that guy operating the boom truck, he's in the open. He's a sitting duck. If that shooter were to come out of the store, they would never allow a civilian to stand there like that, with no protection. They would have him out of there. There's no way that guy would be standing there operating that boom truck. I can't figure out why he's there and why would there be a boom truck like that already on the scene operating. And why would it continue to operate when there's a shooter in the store? It's almost like that's for a camera crew, or he's part of the situation or the scene. He's in on it because he has no concern whatsoever that there could be bullets whizzing through the parking lot, sir. This scene makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's an impossibility that the SWAT team could gather with their armored vehicle and be on the scene already, as you pointed out, sir, as this is taking place. Nobody acts and can get there that fast. There's something wrong.
And as you observed, they're not deployed defensively. Yes, I think that boom truck must be for a camera angle. If you think about this whole thing as an outdoor movie set, I think you get the idea of what's really going on. Let's play another segment here, Danny, where these SWAT team members are only concerned about the journalists. They don't give a damn about what's going on inside the grocery store. Let me play some more.
I can stand upright.
Totally nonchalant, doing nothing, just standing around. There are others there by the building there, Danny. I mean, this is just crazy if this were real. Now here they're coming after the journalist.
I had better cover behind the tree. I'm a journalist. I'm not going to leave the scene. Not going across the canal. I'm going to film this. I'm a journalist. Stop telling me to leave. Find an answer. Not leaving.
Cross the canal, please. Cross the canal.
Thank you.
For your safety.
Yeah, I'm not going across the canal.
Well, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
Go back. I understand.
Go that way.
Go back over there. Go across the street.
Stop barking orders at me, dude. I'm a journalist.
You need to back up.
I'm backing up. What am I doing? Backing up.
Back up for your safety.
So what is your name? Name and badge number.
Back up.
What is your name and badge number?
Back up.
You guys need to stop being fucking douchebags right now. I'm fucking journalist. I'm filming here.
And this is for your safety.
Yeah, this is for my safety. Look at your safety. Look at my safety.
Sir, please
walk
with me.
Fuck off. No, I can't fucking record. I'm being forced to not record. No.
Yes, you're going to go across the street.
No, I'm not going across the fucking street.
For your safety, just keep backing up. You can record. You just keep backing
up. Take it off.
What is your name?
My name's Dean. What's your name?
Deputy Hoover. Let's keep backing up.
Let's pause it there, Danny. I mean, it's just outrageous that their whole effort is devoted at this journalist. There's not the least iota, no indication of any concern for the purported active shooter. How stunning, embarrassing, shocking, shameful is this?
Well, sir, what kind of uniform is that Deputy Hoover wearing? It looks like a rain jacket that's covering their safety equipment. It looks like a poncho style. It's not even open in the front. There's something wrong with that woman, sir, in her uniform. She's definitely out of place. If you look at everybody in the scene right here, they're all out of place. The woman with that purple shirt with a badge, she has no protective vest on. She has nothing. This is an active shooter, sir. They have no concern. If you look behind them, you can see the windows in the front door to the store. They have no concern that there's a man with a rifle, okay, popping off rounds that can be going out the door. No concern. If you look at the SWAT team, sir, they're not ducking down. If you look at the officers, they're not ducking down. These people aren't getting down and trying to hide from possible gunshots. That just would not happen, sir. They're not going to walk around, and have no concern for what's just to their shoulder where the shooter is in that open doorway. Okay. And I'd like to just point out for people that don't understand. Okay. And I'm going to kind of pound on this a little bit. You know, they're always picking on us for the AR-15 rifle. They don't like the bullet, the 5.56, which is probably the most common rifle round in the world, or one of them, next to the 7.62 AK round. But, you know, that round is very small. It's like a 22 caliber bullet.
Yeah,
it's a small round. It's longer, but it moves very fast, sir, and it causes massive damage. When it enters the body, it'll often travel, you know, it could hit you in the leg or in the hip, and often the bullet will tumble and go down your leg and pop out somebody's foot. It causes a lot of damage because of the speed, and there's massive blood flow when somebody takes a rifle round hit over a handgun. It's completely different. All of these officers know this and would have this sort of training. And, of course, they already know there's a guy in the store, supposedly. Supposedly, there's already an officer that's been shot in the store, the one that they told us that was killed, the one that was originally on the scene. But yet these officers aren't mobilizing. to get into that store to possibly rescue this officer. They have no concern for the shooter. This is completely out of place, sir. This is looks like a movie set as you pulled up, and they are concerned that a civilian with an open camera has walked in and foiled this. And that's exactly what I believe we're seeing, sir.
Danny,
I'm more concerned with getting rid of him than there's a shooter.
Exactly. I'll just play out the rest, and then we'll continue our conversation.
I see Jefferson County. I don't see Boulder County.
So they're back here. Keep backing up.
I understand. Stop fucking grabbing me.
So this way.
You're taping it up?
Yes, sir.
I'm behind your tape line.
Sir, out of it.
I'm behind your tape line.
You can keep recording.
No, you're not going to let me record the scene anymore. This is bullshit. I'm a journalist. Let me back over the scene.
We're getting you safe.
This is not safe. I'm fine.
We're going to get you
I've been here since the beginning. I've been here for
an hour and 33
minutes.
Watch out,
Dean. Don't push me into the pool.
Keep going.
Stop.
What's your
Stop.
Name?
What's my name, Dean?
Danny, I mean, how they can talk about getting him to safety when they're showing no concern for their own safety? And how can they be from the wrong county unless they're extras on a set?
I would agree, sir. And why? I would like to invite any former law enforcement, any military. Why is there a Jefferson County sergeant? Okay, he's wearing a supervisor jacket. Why is he there on the sidewalk from another county running the show? Why would they? He's not even from this jurisdiction. This is Boulder County. What is he doing there? What is that lady doing there with her long hair not tied up, wearing that purple shirt? She has no, she's not wearing a bulletproof vest. She has no safety equipment on her whatsoever. She's wearing her, it almost looks like she's wearing sweats, and she has a badge slung around her neck. What would she be doing in an open active shooting situation with no weapons at all if she was trained? What is her position and why is she even there? That makes all of these people look out of place, sir.
That is just ridiculous. Like it's just ridiculous. This is Boulder bullshit. This is Democrat bullshit. They're going to take away your guns by staging events like this, not only here in Boulder, but Sandy Hook, in Orlando, in Charlottesville, in Park.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Ah. join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, if you want to call in and talk to Danny and me about all this bullshit, you're welcome to do that. The number 540-352-4452. I repeat, 540-352-4452. And I would say the modern Democratic Party is now a huge steaming pile of bullshit. This is a party of Barack Hussein Obama, who unleashed this onslaught, this virtual torrent of false flag attacks. Notice how we didn't have them taking place during the Donald Trump administration. But now, because they want to resume their gun-grabbing agenda, they're revving it up again. They never expected to be caught with their pants down like this. Danny, I am ecstatic. That we have an expose so thorough, so detailed, so massively telling. Maybe this will finally wake up to the American people as to how they've been played again and again and again.
Yeah, the worst part about this, sir, is, you know, we're being propagandized. And again, this is one of those times in history. This video, I believe, is going to go down, this particular event is going to go down as being so comical and so over the top. You know, the more I think about it, I don't think these police are real. They could be. I haven't been able to verify any of the faces or anybody on scene. None of them have name tags, so I can't look them up. I actually don't know what departments they're with. So it's a little obscure. I'll keep working on that. And I would invite, you know, anybody that's listening to us, you know, sir, you know a lot of really premier analysts, Ole Demigard being one of them. I would love to get his take on what he sees here. Further, he could probably pick it apart and see things that even we're not seeing. But we're being propagandized. This looks like a movie set that a civilian walked onto at the wrong time with a video camera. And I don't even think, the more I think about it, sir, the behavior of these people aren't acting like real officers. You don't see the training kicking in. You don't see the shouts. You don't see the crouching down. You don't see the handling of the weapons. You don't see anybody pointing their weapons at the door in case the suspect comes out. You don't see any of the training kicking in. I'm sure any law enforcement listening to this would say, yeah, they are acting awful strange. They don't seem very concerned. Nobody's trying to enter the store to take this guy out. We don't see any of the normal things that we would normally see. That boom truck that's there, sir, it's part of the set. If you look closely, there's a couple of civilians standing by the boom truck just observing, including a man with an orange vest that appears to be operating the boom truck during an active shooting with bullets going through the air. This is a Hollywood set, sir. This is just not a real event.
Yeah, this is during an active filming than they ever expected some stranger would wander onto their set. Danny, this is just a sensational convergence. This is truly serendipitous. This is sensational. I mean, and look at it. This is the present administration, which has no justification, no warrant, no legitimacy, completely fraudulent. We had the stolen election, absolutely overwhelming. You can find massive evidence from Ellen Wood or from Michael Lindell or from Sidney Powell. Sidney released an electoral map before they started messing with the numbers, showing Trump had won from coast to coast, maybe five states he didn't carry, 410 electoral votes, including California and Minnesota, which I was predicting, by the way, that he would carry those states. Then we had a phony inauguration. I don't know if you and I have discussed it, Danny, but the inauguration was pre-recorded. It showed up in Spain about 7 hours before the event. When it was being played, I was observing the timing was off because it was 10 or 15 minutes before noon, meaning it was still during the Trump administration, meaning it was invalid, that it couldn't be a legitimate inauguration. I have a colleague who was switching channels and catching different stages of the inauguration on different channels, but at the same time virtually. So they should have been, of course, if it were a live event, showing the same events at the same time, but they were not. We have a woman in pink and a woman in white who are now here, now there. In other words, it was done in several different takes. We have Jill Biden's shoes turning from tan to blue to tan. I was particularly struck, since I paid so much attention to the Biden double, that instead of looking up at her husband with adoration, which we saw from Jill toward Joe in the past, she's not even looking at him at all. And that's, of course, because it's the body double. It's not her actual husband. Events since have included what appeared to be, executive orders being signed on what are sets. It appears that Biden has been locked out of the White House, that he's been instructed that he cannot go on to the Pentagon. They have sought to compensate by using various sets, one of which is in Culver City, but there are several others that may have been involved. By the way, just as an addendum on the inauguration, it concluded with a spectacular fireworks display, but no one in Washington, D.C. saw this spectacular fireworks display to conceal the fact that he's not allowed on Pentagon. To the Pentagon, it created an entourage to travel over to the Pentagon, and guess where they went? The visitor center, Danny. You got Biden walking by the Marines, and he's actually being told through his earpiece, salute the Marines, and instead of saluting the Marines, he just blurts out, salute the Marines. More importantly, the Marines don't salute him. They've got a staged event of him getting on a plane, but it's an obscure airfield. It's not actually Air Force One, but it's made up to look like it. And there are two guys in uniform that do salute him, but they're firemen, Danny. They are firemen. I mean, this is just so embarrassing. This is just so insulting. So to add on to the bullshit, because they want to take our guns, because they're afraid that Americans might want to repudiate a disgusting, fraudulent administration such as Biden-Harris, and that their guns are what they need to do it, they're going to have a massive onslaught. We're going to have more of these bullshit events, Danny, more of these bullshit events. The American people have to understand they are being played for suckers and saps. Danny.
Well, that's quite a handful, sir. I did follow the inauguration. I saw all those anomalies that you refer to. And again, that was a fake inauguration that was videotaped in different takes. at a different time, and we don't even know what day it was. The weather doesn't match. There's all kinds of anomalies. You know, you brilliantly pointed out many of them. I don't know what I could say, but I just saw a photograph and a video of Biden at what appears to be at the White House. But when you look up the photo, when you zoom out on the photo, you can see above the roof of where he is in the garden, and you see a bunch of obscure buildings that don't belong at the White House. And it turns out he's at that set in Georgia. I forgot the name of the actor that they used his name to on that Hollywood set, but there's a set in Georgia with the White House. And if you go to Google Maps, you can see that's where they are and where they're holding the charade. You can see what looks like a fake, or maybe it's the real fake Nancy Pelosi sitting on the lawn with a few reporters in the chairs. And when you look around this video, they accidentally shoot up with a wide shot, and you can see they're not even on the White House grounds. It's some kind of a set somewhere. That's not what the White House looks like. The building doesn't even look the same as the real White House when you look around. So there's definitely a charade going on, sir. I believe, like many journalists have pointed out, we're watching some kind of a movie. There's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, possibly military, possibly who knows what's going on. I'm not even sure at this point who's really running the country. It could be the military. Maybe there's multiple people running the government. Who has the nuclear football? We don't know. Some people say Trump still has the nuclear football. We never see the guy with the football around Biden in any of the photographs. We never see him or anywhere around. Something is very strange. And I would also like to point out, sir, we have a Joint Chiefs, and we've never seen Biden meet with the Joint Chiefs. You know, that's very important. We have video with Donald Trump and even Barack Obama going back, or Bush, always with the Joint Chiefs, walking around the grounds. We can see Trump walking around the grounds with the Joint Chiefs. So they're discussing things. They're talking. We never see Biden meeting with the Joint Chiefs. We never see Mark Milley shaking Biden's hand or hanging out with them or talking to him. Something is very strange, sir, going on. I'm not quite sure what it is, because I can't be there to see with my own eyes, but something is not adding up with these photographs and the videos that we're seeing. It's almost like we're living in a movie.
Oh, I think it is. It's all an illusion. It's all ridiculous beyond belief. And you have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and all their other cohorts who are trying to turn the country inside out, Danny. I've never seen anything like it. They talked about wanting to promote a great redistribution of wealth, and you even had that in the coronavirus relief bill, because only 9% of that was actually going for coronavirus relief and the other to a Democratic Party wish list. And among that going for relief, they were prioritizing Black and minority store owners, for example. I mean, Danny, this racial discrimination is totally un-American. I'm sure it's a violation of our federal statutes to be awarding on the basis of race or gender for that matter, but that's what they're doing anyway. And the problem with unconstitutional actions is that it takes so long between the time they're committed or initiated and the time they finally wake their way to the Supreme Court, that all the damage is done in the meanwhile. It's like the coronavirus. We have now major lawsuits that are emerging about the coronavirus. There's going to be the equivalent of a Nuremberg trial in Europe, it now appears, where some of the most powerful attorneys in the world are outraged at the scam, this attempt to take over the entire planet by a small group of the Illuminati or Bilderberg, World Economic Forum, using these front men like Anthony, Tony the Rat Fauci, and Deborah Birx to mislead, lie, and deceive the American people through the CDC and the World Health Organization. Danny, it's enough to make you vomit.
Well, I would agree, sir. I mean, you know, the coronavirus has been full of falsehoods. The hospitals are empty. I know medical staff in different hospitals around the country that have told me that their hospitals are virtually empty. There's layoffs going on. They're furloughing medical staff because they don't have the patients, sir. People are staying home. none of these cases are real. The numbers we're seeing on the news that they're reported in local news around the country is not reflecting in the hospitals. I mean, again, I talked to medical staff that work there, and they're when they watch the television themselves, they'll say, what are these people talking about? We don't have these sick people that they're saying in the hospital. What hospital are they at? You know, they've been lying and propagandizing us so much, sir. They want the guns, you know, to get back to the false flag that we're covering today. In my opinion, they want the guns, sir, because mostly they're afraid of the American people. They want the AR-15 because that's the most popular rifle in the United States. Every military person has been trained on the military version of that weapon, not the civilian semi-automatic version. And they want that weapon because it's very light. Anybody can handle it. And they're deathly afraid of militias forming, sir, and coming after them. There's been many military men that have testified to Congress about this. They're deathly afraid of being overthrown. And the Democrats are afraid of crowds of people showing up to their homes and their businesses that have had enough of this bullshit that's going on, as you quaintly put it. You know, this is all coming to a boil. And I believe that the globalists have lost control of the world through the internet. And you know what? This whole coronavirus is a way of forced vaccinating people. You know, there's doctors like Dr. Coleman that you covered that said that this vaccine is going to weaken everybody's immune system. And the people that had the vaccine, when the next wave of coronavirus that they launch on us, that everybody that had the vaccine is going to keel over because their immune system is going to be so compromised by this thing. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of doctors around the country warning, and around the world warning. We see people falling over. We have the girl from Utah that just, her kidney and her liver shut down just a few days right after she had her second injection of the corona, and that nobody wants to talk about it. We have prominent reporters that have died because of the coronavirus. We have people that are going into convulsions that are permanently injured and damaged, and they don't want to publicize. As a matter of fact, they're going out of their way, sir, to censor the victims of the vaccine, to censor the deaths, to censor the injuries. Now, you would think that the media would want to cover the damage the vaccine is causing, but yet we see them censoring it the same as they're censoring things like that we're exposing, like this false flag. Why would anybody in their right mind want to censor from the public something that's damaging them? That makes no sense whatsoever. And I just want to say, sir, I'm so grateful to people like you that could be doing a lot of other things in life with all your degrees and all your experience, but yet you take the time to put these shows together to warn the public and all the other people that are doing this. I'm just so grateful. I hope everybody gets to see this show today and they pass it on to their friends. And I hope other analysts will take this video that you posted, sir, and they will go ahead and critique it, and they will do some background checks, and they will point out the anomalies. The public must see, sir, that we are being propagandized by an elite group of people that want to force their will on us and take our rights away. And enough is enough, sir.
Oh, that was a wonderful statement, Danny. Yeah, I shared it with at least a dozen yesterday, including Ole Domegaard and Nick Kohlerstrom of the UK, who are two of the leading experts on false flags in the world today. I posted it on my BitChute channel and on Telegram. My BitChute channel last night had over 3,000 views. It's probably up to 5 or more now. I hope everyone here will partake of it. And this is an extremely telling case of the integrity of the media, that the media is not reporting this. It's been revealed as a fraud. Why won't the media reveal it? Just as you're pointing out, the damage being done by these vaccines, whether it's Moderna or Pfizer, J&J or this AstraZeneca, is tremendous, causing tremendous damage. Thousands of people are dying because of it. So why isn't the media talking about it? Danny, I'm sorry to say, but there appears to be the same answer here. As I've reported many times, I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel from NBC, 100 executives, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have a third panel of 100 executives from the New York Times, everyone who is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. They suppressed all the evidence that would have harmed Hillary in the past. They suppressed all the evidence that would have harmed Biden. The American people saw through the smoke and mirrors. They elected Trump not once, but actually twice, except they stole the election. They're not repealing. They're not reporting on the theft of the election because they are out to destroy America. Mark my words. Bibi Netanyahu was overheard. He stated to a group in Hebrew, but it's been translated, that America is the golden calf. We want to suck it dry until there's nothing less but a massive welfare state, because that's what we do with nations we hate. Look at what's going on at the border. You have this massive influx of migrants, compliments of Biden-Harris. They're flooding the United States. They're not just, you know, putting them up in hotels, probably with room service at taxpayer expense. They expect them to be future Democrat voters, but they're using the Kalergi plan, which was used in Europe to flood Europe with African Americans to destroy European culture. They're using Central and South Americans to destroy American culture, adapting the same plan, Danny. I have video of the convoys bringing the migrants right up to the border, and the trucks have the Star of David on their doors. I mean, it is shocking. We do have a caller here, Scaredy Cat. Please join the conversation, Scaredy. We've been talking about maybe the most important story we ever cover. You're on.
Hey, Jim and Danny. So I can't even bring myself, you know, Jim, to call Obama president, because I just think he's just disgraceful. And I just refer to him when I have to. If I have to say president, I say President Stinky or President Ew, because everything he does, it stinks. And the tragedy is that he's so young that he can influence America's rules for another half century, 50 years. So he's the one, as you said, Jim, who started the law which enabled Americans to be psyoped. I think the CIA was used to psyoping the other, you know, 193 countries. But this, for the first time, it unleashed our own government to lie to us legally. So what's the strategy for the good guys, for future false flags not to happen? How to rescind the law? If that can be done, then we can start retroactively go back, because if every lie was done on the law, then if the law can be undone, then we can, go after each of these false flag cases. And Obama, to go with Mr. Stinky, I seem to remember that the rules for old presidents when they retired, the old rules were that the very next day that president, he became a private citizen, but Stinky Obama, I seem to remember, changed the rules so that he got lifetime guards with guns, you know, like Secret Service or some other agency provides him free gun-holding men to guard him in private for the rest of his life, even though he's a private citizen. So that's 2 points. And the last thing is your panel of New York Times dual citizens. Which book of that do you have, Jim, that has that?
Oh, the book, the panels of the dual citizens came from independent researchers on the internet, but you can substantiate the Jewish control of our media. This is no secret. They actually openly boast about it. It turns out that former presidents are entitled to lifetime Secret Service protection. But what's important about Obama, Scarity, that tends to confirm your views about him, normally a president that's outgoing just recedes into the background, moves far away from Washington, D.C., to allow his predecessor to get a grip on the government and do his own thing out of respect for the democratic process and the two-party system. Barack Obama did not do that. He moved just a hop, skip, and away right from the Capitol. He brought in Valerie Jarrett and immediately began running a resistance movement against Donald Trump. It was one of the most grotesque developments in the history of the United States. He is the only president to have, as a past president, to have sought to actively undermine and sabotage the candidacy of his successor. Danny, I want to bring you in with your thoughts about any of the issues Scaredy Cat has raised.
Well, she said, what is the good guy's strategy? That sticks out in my mind. And frankly, that's a good question, Dr. Fetzer, and I'm not sure where to start. I don't know what the strategy is of the people that are running the show right now. You know, if it is a division of the military running the show, whoever's behind the scenes, if there's two parties that are fighting behind the scenes, I'm not sure what we do, sir. But I got to tell you, this propaganda is really getting old. You know, that this they're trying to take our weapons. It's obvious they don't want it. Law-abiding citizens to have guns, okay? When we do have a real shooting, sir, what's very concerning is we have these violent felons being let out of jail in these Democrat cities, sir, in a record pace we've never seen. And we're not talking people that write bad checks, sir. We're talking about people that have killed people, gang activity, have multiple gun crimes. People have been arrested 10, 15, 20 times. Damn. These are violent felons that have no way of taking care of themselves. They let them out on the streets, and they start killing.
Danny, you've done a sensational job today. I can't thank you enough. Scaredy, thank you for your call. We've given everyone a lot to think about. Check out the video. This will be up on my BitChute site, but it's also on Telegram at Jim Fetzer News. You want to watch this. You want to understand you are being played. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I've pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.